counter to statements by his chief financial officer, Reed says there's cause for concern.
Conflicts are a real problem for me, and I have a personal issue with the lack of disclosure. So I've gone, and we are pulling all of the records from those meetings.
Larry Gray has been the city's pension advisor for nearly a decade. He helps manage $2.5 billion in pension funds. Pension board member Angela Green alleges late last year Gray steered more than $60 million of pension money to his own investment fund without disclosing his affiliation to pension board members.
He didn't give us the name of the company. He didn't tell us it was his company. He said, these people don't want to come before us and meet. And if you look at the agenda, look at the minutes, and you can verify what I'm saying. It was non-disclosure.
Green filed a complaint in January with the Securities Exchange Commission. The SEC declined comment on its status. In addition to the alleged lack of disclosure, critics say there's a problem investing in a fund owned by one's advisor. Georgia State University business professor Robert Klein says it calls into question the advisor's impartiality.
It comes down to, at the very least, appearances are not good, and do you want to set a precedent like this and start undermining public trust in the management of the city's pension funds?
Atlanta CFO Jim Beard, who sits on the city's three pension boards, was quoted last month in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution as saying he felt Gray's ownership stake would be an advantage, arguing he had, quote, skin in the game. Mayor Reed, however, appears to disagree.
Candidly, in the past, it was not uncommon for advisors to have a fund of their own. But that's not the standard for me. The standard after everything we've been through regarding our pension really is best in class and the highest level of transparency.
Reed is still reviewing the case and says he'll make a decision on whether Gray's actions were appropriate at the end of the month. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.